CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Hey, did you see the pics, the date that went down between Canadian tennis star Eugenie Bouchard?
I haven't seen the pictures.
Yeah, there's pictures of these guys on the date, but it's the date they came off the back of the bet they made around the Super Bowl.
So what happened, right? She tweeted out.
Yes, yeah, so she tweeted out. She was sure that... Who was the team that was in front against? So the Patriots ended up winning. Who did they play again in the Super Bowl? Who'd they play? The Falcons, right?
Falcons.
So she's a Falcons fan, and she thought Falcons had it in the bag.
Because they were had a massive lead.
25 points up. So she put out on Twitter, celebrating the win before the game had even ended, and then this dude came along.
That's such a no-no to do that.
I know, this guy came along and said, all right, well, if the Patriots come back, go on a date.
So he tweeted her saying, yeah, if the Patriots came back and won, I get to take you on a date.
Let's go on a date. And she's one of the hottest tennis players in the world right now.
She's a babe.
Have you seen her?
Absolute babe.
So anyway, the Patriots won and she had to live up to the bet.
Yeah, because she said deal. And then...
Paid for this guy, paid for flights, the whole deal. They sat courtside at a Brooklyn Nets game, which is great for him. I saw the pictures... And I thought they actually made quite a cute couple.
Do you have the pictures there?
I do, actually.
I want to see what
there
they...
There we go. There's a picture for you right there. So he kind of looks a bit like Macklemore.
Oh, he's good looking. But look at her.
She's amazing.
He's not bad looking, though, either.
I saw the pictures and I thought...
She looks like a supermodel there.
She's a supermodel. She's the new Anna Kournikova. That kind of...
But she can play tennis.
She's a better at tennis. She's actually not bad. Anyway, so after the date, because I'm always interested to find out how these things go
down. Are they still talking? Do they text?
Well, it's more about whether she found him, down to earth or a bit of a crazy super fan. And good news for him, this is what she said.
He's normal. It's awesome. I was a little bit worried because his Twitter profile picture was a picture of Tiger Woods. So I was like, oh my God, he's one of those super fans. I don't even know what he looks like. But he's awesome. He's such a sports fan and we're getting to know each other. It's great.
Getting to know each other. Do you think anything could possibly come of it? Because it would be awkward at the end of the day. He would be super keen to see her again. Oh. How do you ask for that second date from a
It'd be hard
super
to play
hot
it cool
tennis
in that
player?
Situation,
You'd
wouldn't it?
You'd be thinking, come on, this is my chance. This has got to be my chance. The only one thing I'd be kind of let down by is how surprised she was to find out you were normal. Have a look.
He's normal.
He's normal.
Yeah, but her voice goes up. Which usually indicates a lie. He's normal.
Because he's standing right there. Get this guy away from me. Okay, so no second date for the...
I'd love to get with a tennis player.
Wouldn't you?
Because you get to travel around the world. I mean, look at Roger Federer's wife. Living the dream.
Who was the hot brunette one a couple of years ago? I think she's still getting around. Oh, who knows their tennis players well?
Anna Ivanovic.
Oh, that's the one.
Anna Ivanovic. I do know who you're talking
Anna
about.
Anna Ivanovic. Is she married?
I don't think so.
Well, you'd I'm have to take her last name. Gaundy Ivanovic. Yeah.
Why do I take her last name?
You sound like a... Because she's like...
Oh, because she's famous.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that.
I mean, she's not taking Gaunt. Okay. Anna Gaunt.
Okay, so...
Makes her sound way less hot.
If you're famous, the roles are reversed.
Can you imagine Anna Ivanovic?
And you know what?
Loses hotness after she changes name.
And I'd do it too.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Hey, just quickly, I want to ask you something. I want to see what you think of this because this has been sitting at my house now for months.
Mm-hmm.
Went to my mate Billy, Billy Bentley?
Yes.
From host of Couch Time on Channel 11, if anyone watches that.
Billy Bentley.
Anyway, his wedding last year to the lovely Sarah. They had a nice wedding. And then at the wedding, they gave us these love cookies.
Okay.
So it looks like a little gingerbread cookie. And that's a cookie
Mr.
from last year.
Mr. and Mrs. Bentley, and then the date, the 10th, the 9th.
So what's that now? We're looking at about 4 months?
A couple of months, yeah.
It's a four-month-old cookie. I wanted to eat the cookie at the time, at the wedding. Delicious. I said, I'm going to eat that. Jamie says, no. My fiance says, no, you can't eat the love cookie.
Why?
I said, well, it's a nice cookie. What am I meant to do there? She says, no, we're going to keep the love cookie.
For what?
I don't know. She thinks if I eat the love, then it's all over. All over. Anyway,
now the cookie's ruined.
It's starting to go green.
Oh, gross.
The cookie's starting to go green. Here, if
they're
you look
cute.
A little
they're
bit
packaged
closer.
Up nice.
They are packaged up nicely.
Oh.
It's starting to go a bit on the icing, around the icing and the cookie bit. It's starting to go
a little bit
funky. I mean, it looked a lot, the white was a lot whiter than that, than what it
is
now.
Yeah, well, you can't eat that now.
Well, I just want to throw it out. But now, but then Jamie goes, well, you can't throw out the love cookie. So I couldn't eat the love cookie.
You can't throw it out.
I can't throw out the love cookie. How long do we hold on to this stupid thing?
How long until your fiance Jamie's on that show, Hoarders?
Well,
that's what anything, I want to know.
Anything to do with love, and she's, you know what she's like. She's wrapped up
I'm
in
gonna
it.
I'm going to mess with her now.
What?
I'm going to, like, give her, you and her a gift for your engagement. Oh, this is...
What? No, what is it?
I'm going to think of something to give you guys that's going to be a real hassle for you.
Oh, thanks.
But it'll be something to do with love, so she won't be able to give it away.
Here's what I was thinking this morning, right? Because you did eat that cookie out of the bin that time when we lived together.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your brother baked cookies that he wasn't happy with. He threw the cookies in the bin. You came home. I said, Bree, your brother's gone crazy.
It was to prove a point.
And you put your hand in the bin, you pulled the cookie out, and you ate the cookie.
We all remember, yes.
Will you take a bite of the love cookie?
Oh, it looks a bit... It's manky.
A little bit.
Hey, to be honest.
So you're drawing the line. So you'll do a bin cookie.
I was going to say, I've eaten a cookie out of the bin. I'll have a bite of that cookie.
For real?
Yeah. There's worse things. Well, what if I get sick? Well,
that's on you.
Actually, I didn't get sick from the bin cookie.
Exactly.
Maybe I've got a stomach of steel.
That's on you. You really want to take a bite
I'll
of this
take
thing?
A bite of it.
Oh, interesting.
Well, it's all wrapped up.
Yeah. How long do these cookies last when they turn
I don't
brain?
Know.
Okay.
It looks a bit mouldy.
A little bit mouldy. A little bit gingerbready.
Let me, can I smell it first?
Ooh, it actually smells delicious.
I'm going to be in so much trouble from Jamie.
Do you feel like
it smells amazing.
Do you feel like you're biting into love? Like, do you feel like you're wrecking love here?
What if I bite this and the cookie's hexed and Billy falls in love with me? He's pretty hot, actually. Take a bite of that. Mmm. Good stuff for my future. Billy, I'll talk to you soon.
Give us a review on the moldy love cookie.
Mmm, it's good. Which was my review of the bin cookie too.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Billy joins us right now. Morning, mate.
Morning. Oh, what's up? I even get applause.
Big applause for you, man.
There's a big crowd in here in the studio
applause.
For you, Billy.
That's amazing.
Everyone can now leave.
Please, everyone sit down.
Everyone shut up.
Everyone from sales who've come in just for that. Thanks for giving us your time.
It's a big sales team.
It is,
huge.
Man.
It's huge.
What's happening, guys?
Oh, mate, we're just excited to have you on the show. It's great news. I mean, exciting for you. It's just, everything's just going nuts.
Yeah, it's been a big couple of months, man. Like, the album came out in November and, you know, Paper Cuts and Catch 22 have done pretty incredible things as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, I'm on a good wicket at the moment, it feels like.
Catch 22, yeah. You collabed with ex-Rudimental chick and Essex girl, Anne-Marie, mm-hmm. and then Paper Cuts was with Aussie girl, Vera Blue. Who was more easygoing to do the work
Ooh.
With?
I mean... I'm not going to say one or the other.
Who did you like more? Who did you hate less?
I love them both, yes. but I've spent more time with Vera just because she's, you know, in Australia, so we've got to play the song together live and all that. But,
support us Aussies, I like it.
Yeah, but like Anne-Marie, I mean, you know, she's incredible.
She's everywhere at the moment too.
Yeah, really she's kicking goals too.
Yeah, that Clean Bandit song went nuts and, you know, her new song's great. So it's... I'm just lucky that I get to work with these people, really, and I'm glad that when I pitch these ideas, because I demo them, you know, so it's my voice singing them, that they weren't completely turned off immediately when they heard it.
You must do well on Tinder, because you're good at picking the ladies, obviously.
No
comment.
No, I'm not on Tinder.
He's not on Tinder. Okay. So we can't find Illy on Tinder.
Not anymore.
Because Bree was all of a sudden reaching for the phone.
I was swiping right really quickly.
She was having a look.
Through, I haven't seen anything. But.
Amazing.
We're so close to each other right here. Hey, I wanted to ask, because I know you're killing it now and everything sort of would be coming a lot easier to you, but when you're first starting out as an Australian who wants to be a rapper, I feel like if I went to my mates and said, hey, I'm going to be a rapper, guys, they would laugh at me. Did you get that a lot in the start?
Dude, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For years, man. But it was something that I loved doing. I mean, not all my mates, not my close mates, but yeah, you sort of, you go up against that, and a lot of people really don't, you know, it's that cliche of, you know, oh, now that you're on, everyone sort of remembers, oh, I remember from back in the day. It's like, I actually
and they're all
remember,
on
bro,
board
you
now.
Weren't there.
They're all yeah. on board.
Everyone wants free tickets to the show.
Of course like, they do.
Mates are coming out of the woodwork.
yeah. Left, yeah, right, and cousins center. I never knew I had, man. It's like, oh, okay.
Hey, is it true, and we do a bit of research on this show, extensive, of course.
Wikipedia.
This isn't from Wikipedia. This is actually from an old interview. You speak four languages. Or did you make that up?
I made that up.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah, I did. But, dude, I get asked about that. I get asked about that
I was
all
test
the time.
You actually
and it was years
morning.
Ago, man.
Need to ask, big news last week, and I hate giving this lady airtime, but Miranda Devine, that article she wrote about don't let your career make you a bad mother. Mm. I just have to say, you wrote a post on your Facebook, and I loved every word of it, just standing up for your mother who's a working class woman, and I just loved every second for it, and you standing up for the working class ladies in Australia.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're an easy target, and it's not... I mean, I could talk about this. I'm not going to, you know, ruin the interview by getting too deep on it. But,
I
love my mum and she's busted her ass and sacrificed so much for my family. And, to be in, like, an ivory tower taking shots at people that are doing the best they can. So,
do you love the reception that the public has kind of, that we've kind of banded together on this kind of topic and kind of all come and we have the same view on it?
Yeah, I do. I think it was actually quite emotional seeing some of the responses because a lot of people do feel like that. And it's like, it shouldn't take someone like me, and I'm not by any means a celebrity really, but it shouldn't take someone like me with a bit of a profile saying something for people to kind of reach out and be nice to each other. I feel like it's so easy to kind of not care about other people. You kind of forget sometimes that people go through their own struggles, and if we all kind of get around each other, everyone's going to be a lot better off.
It will make a difference.
Do you feel like you're in a position now to, I mean, are you doing well enough to repay your mum in ways that you only dreamed that you could possibly
do? Yeah,
do
you buy her house?
Yeah, that sort of stuff. You know, you hear you in that kind of position?
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
But like, yeah, my mum's cool and you know, my family's cool, so
I heard she wants a Benz if you've got the cash.
Yeah. My mum's not the person. She's not that kind of person. She's happy with her Corolla.
Rolling in a Hyundai.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Just get the interior.
Keep it real.
Get the interior touched up for her and she's
yeah,
happy.
Of course. Yeah. No, of course.
She'd rather a visit from you, I think.
Yeah. I look after my mum, but she looks after herself, you know what I mean? So she doesn't need my help.
Well, she must be proud of you.
She's got it anyway.
She must be proud of you.
Exactly.
You are killing it. We're loving the brand new song. People should download it now. You Say When and get the album. But Illy, thanks for joining us on the show, mate. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM. Gaundy, we spoke about top 20 hottest radio hunk list that Take 5, the magazine, were doing a poll on their Facebook for.
That's right.
And unfortunately, you didn't make the cut. Mm. You didn't make the list. I was outraged by it. I wasn't happy. Wasn't impressed. But then the knife that really got stuck in our backs, Gaundy, was Beth Larson, a girl who works for a sister station of ours in Canberra, of all places.
She redid the list.
Hit 104.7. She redid what she thought the list should be, and you still weren't on the list.
Well, she can get stuff.
I agree. Not happy.
Yep.
I'm not impressed. And it was just really irking me. And I thought, no.
Were you thinking about it?
I was.
I wasn't.
Because my mate Gaundy deserves a spot on the list. And I just couldn't let it go.
Okay.
And I put in a call yesterday to Beth Larson, the girl who wrote the article of the Redo Radio Hunks list.
Had she even heard of me?
Yeah, of course she has. Do you want to hear the call?
I was hoping you were going to say no, and then that's why I missed out on the list. So you're telling me she heard me?
No, she never heard of you.
And still,
I needed to put a call in to Bethany Larson, who redid this list, to stand up for my mate Gaundy. Bethany Larson.
Hello. I feel like I'm in trouble.
I have a phone to pick with you, Beth.
I have no idea what that phone is.
Recently, Beth, Take 5, they released a list of radio hunks and we're all disappointed. A few people weren't on the list that we thought should be on it. I saw that Bethany Larson from Hit 104.7 in Canberra had redone a list of what she thought the actual radio hunk list should be. And I was like, here we go, about time. I opened up the list. And no Daniel Gaund, no Gaundy is on the list. I'm pretty upset.
I know. I'm sorry. I could only fit 20 people on there.
I have no idea, Beth. Can you please explain to me how Gorney, one of the hottest guys in radio, who's got a great rig, didn't make the list?
You know what? Maybe what I should have done is put out a call out for some shirtless pictures. Like, I'm sure if I saw a good, like, you know, gym pic of him, like, doing some listing, I would have been like, oh, at the top of the list.
Can there be... can you do a re-note on the list? Is that possible?
I can see what I can do. I can maybe pull some strings if I could attach a picture.
What if I send through a picture of Gorney in a bikini?
Yeah, it has to be, at least partly shirtless. I would like to see some ab action happening.
Oh, it's semi-nude.
Send me the pic. I'm keen to see now.
I'll send it through. You can have a geezer. Although you could just Google Daniel Gorney and it comes up. It's pretty embarrassing.
Oh, really? I will do that.
Are you doing it right now?
Yep. Let's have a look. Oh, wow. He's got good legs.
What do you
think? He's got great legs. Like, I want those legs.
He does. See, this is what I mean. It's an outrage that you didn't include him on the list. He's got great pins. He looks great in a bikini. How could he not be on your Radio Hunks list for 2017?
Oh, I'm actually, like, envious of his legs. They're, like, thin but muscly and tan all at the same time. Maybe we can do, like, a body swap.
Did have a spray tan for the photo shoot?
I'll tell you what, when I make the top 20 chicks list, he'll definitely be on that.
We'll take it. We'll take it. It's a good deal. I appreciate that. It's done.
You're welcome.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call, and I'll chat to you soon.
Okay, see you, Bree.
Thanks, babe. Bye.
Bye.
It's the best I could do.
How is it when she said, oh, I could only do 20? You can't get me in the top 20?
That's quite a few, isn't it? How many radio DJs are there in Australia?
I'm looking at the list here and she's all about the six packs and stuff. There's we're radio
people,
for God's sake.
What happened to personality, great hair and kind of funny?
Exactly.
That's you in a nutshell.
I thought you were on my side.
I was on your side. That was me genuinely asking and having a go at her as why you weren't on the list. I'm actually outraged.
I'm going to do my own list.
I like it.
Yes, it's the only way to get myself on.
I'm going to write my own list.
Sure.
And you're going to be the only one on there. Stuff you all.
I'll take that too.
Get up with Bree and Gorney.
CFM.
Producer H and I at the moment are doing the month of February, where we're growing out our leg hairs to support domestic violence victims in Australia.
You're over halfway through now, right? So what are we at? 16th of Feb? So it's about halfway through.
Yeah, about halfway
How's
through.
It going?
It's a bit rough because I actually had already had a week and a half. And then so I'm probably like 3.5 weeks in. It's not great. I can feel them blowing in the wind.
The hairs.
It's not good. I don't like it. But it's interesting because I read this article the other day that says there's a massive surge lately in females getting bikini line hair transplants.
Transplants?
Yeah.
What, putting hair there?
Yes. So
I
you
thought
know,
the bikini wax was to get rid of the hair.
I know.
Who wants to put the hair there?
So apparently, you know, in the last however many years, it's very fashionable to have no hair.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Like you don't want a piece of hair. So everyone's been getting laser.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been waxing and doing all that kind of procedures to get rid of the hair. And now apparently there's a massive surge in females wanting the hair back.
That is bizarre. It's going to be someone else's hair, right?
No, well, they take it.
It's from your own hair.
It's from your own body.
Oh, I thought it was like a toupee.
No.
And you just get this random, maybe some horse hair or something weird. Is that what they do? Is that what they do with toupees? Isn't it horse hair?
Well, it's not a fake rug that you just put down. Like it's actual hair transplant where they replant the hair follicles into your skin.
Okay.
Isn't that strange?
Could you see yourself ever going down that road?
I have thought for a long time, and my mum has always said this, because I have had laser before. I'm not someone who's had it religiously, though, but I've always thought, what happens in 20 years if it's out of fashion?
Yeah.
Like you can't go back.
Well, that's true.
You can't take it back.
Yeah.
But
you would think you'd know by now, though, right? You think you'd know whether you're ever going to want to have that hair. Well, I mean, what's the...
20 years ago, it wasn't in fashion. Was it? I don't know. I wasn't old enough, I don't think.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just one of those things that...
Like, I was thinking, if because you know how you can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
You could get
I've
a
thought
head.
About it.
Yeah, you actually can. So
can you actually? Can you, though?
You actually can. Ya? You can. So they take hair from the back of your head, so, like, where you couldn't
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, but I've seen... Like, am I going to have that weird plug-looking thing? You know when guys get that stuff done on the top of their head and you can really see the hair plugs?
Yeah, that's something different altogether.
Oh, is it?
This is a new, like, fairly new procedure where they actually implant a real hair follicle into your skin.
Right.
But, like, people, guys with beards that are patchy, because, like, my brother's got a bit of a patchy beard, like, in one spot he can't, his hair doesn't grow.
Yep.
You can get hair follicles transplanted into that patch.
I'm keen. I've looked into it before.
Yeah.
Because I've thought if I get the regrow stuff, you know, the stuff that guys put in their hair to make it thicker.
Rogaine.
I did wonder if I put it on my face, would that...
I don't know.
What's the difference? Face, head, what's the difference?
I don't know if it would work the same, but it costs $2,500 every session.
Oh, God. I looked into a snore thing the other day as well to get some stuff fixed for snoring.
Yeah.
And they wanted $2,500 for that. Laser surgery on the back of my nose. Who's got that sort of cash? Jody, 13, 12, 16. Morning.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
What do you got for us on this?
Well, you were talking about the hair transplant down in nether regions and stuff, but you can actually get a thing called a merkin, which is like a little toupee for that area.
No, Jody.
Something a bit more temporary.
Go look it up, guys.
Oh,
a merkin. I have heard of that.
Can you get all different colours, Jody, or...?
I think so. I haven't done a lot of research in that area.
Don't lie. You've got a merkin, don't you?
No,
you wouldn't.
She doesn't.
You wouldn't want to be a single lady and go out on the town, pick someone up, and then forget you've got your merkin on, would you? Because
no, that's right. It could be very embarrassing.
That's a weird explanation. In the morning, you roll over and he's got the merkin sitting on his forehead, stuck to his forehead.
Was she a nice girl? She had a merkin.
I still can't get this thing off. Actually,
it's stuck for good.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Self-service checkouts.
Mm-hmm.
You a user? Do you like them?
Yeah, I use them quite often, actually.
I'm still someone who likes to go through a checkout with someone there.
It depends how many items I have.
Right, so if you're quick, you just bang, 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 straight through the self-service, and you can get those dodgy items that you don't want anyone knowing that you're getting.
That's what I love it for.
So, you know, no one knows that you're buying some
girl
dodgy
stuff.
That sort of stuff. Mm. If Jamie asked me to pick up anything for her...
That's great for the boyfriends.
If she sends me down and says, can you grab some tampons or something? Self-service checkout, straight
through.
No one knows, perfect crime. This isn't the perfect crime, though. Queensland mother has been arrested after stealing $4,500 worth of groceries. Have you seen this?
I saw this article.
So this lady was printing out barcodes of cheaper items, putting them on this sticky kind of paper, sticky printouts, and then slapping the cheaper barcodes on more expensive items, steaks.
What?
Yeah, nuts.
Who has the time?
Oh, if you need to save yourself some money, I guess.
Obviously, she saved herself a lot of money.
Well, she did. Now she has to pay it all back, though, to both supermarkets, Coles and Woolworths. And the way she was discovered...
Yeah, I was going to say, how'd she get caught?
She got caught because apparently she kept rocking up quite frequently, and then she was really nervous around the self-service checkout.
Okay.
She wasn't cool, calm and collected when she was making
it.
Yeah. So she's been busted. $4,500 worth of stuff. These self-service checkouts must lose the supermarkets a lot of money. I know they're saving on wages.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to pay someone to be there, one person to monitor it. But people must, little bits and pieces here and there all the time.
I think so too. I always sit there and think about, do these people who monitor the self-service checkout, do they ever come over and check?
I've checked.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been checked.
You must look
dodgy.
I've never been checked. You've never been checked? No.
I've been checked, yeah. They take a quick look in the basket, quick look at the receipt.
Really?
The receipt, most of all, yeah. Well, there's that option where you don't even have to print a receipt.
Yeah, there is.
You just say no, and then I always think as I'm walking out.
I always get anxiety and print it just in case.
You don't want to be accused of stealing. I saw a video off the back of this story. It happens here in New South Wales as well, and the police set up this press conference, and they did this in front of the self-service checkouts. And have a listen to how many reports come through each year of stealing at the self-service checkouts.
The New South Wales Police Force is working closely with the retail industry to reduce incidents of shoplifting. Last financial year, the New South Wales Police received over 22,000 reports of shoplifting,
Over this summer, we'll be running a number of proactive operations where local police will work with loss prevention officers and conduct operations where we will be targeting, identifying and prosecuting shoplifters to prevent shoplifting occurring in the future.
22,000 reports.
That's crazy. Do you think it makes, like, people who would never normally shoplift...
take the odd couple of things?
Yeah.
I reckon.
I think it probably has done that to a few people. I'm so terrified. I'd never ever
slipped anything into the
basket. Oh, no.
Now, don't admit to a crime.
No, to be honest, there was this one time I'd gotten broccolini and I could not find it on the thing anywhere. And I remember looking over and she was helping someone else and I looked for ages and I got so frustrated, put it through as broccoli. And I felt so guilty for like 2 days about it.
Make that 22,001 reports at a supermarket.
Never ever. Like these days I like just call over the attendant because I'm like, they're coming to get me.
Exactly. So just put the people back working there, give them their jobs and flick the self-service.
Yeah.
You want the cheaper broccoli. I get it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
This is a fascinating story, this one.
Anytime you say world record, I'm hooked.
Guinness World Record, this is, and I'm jealous. I'd love to travel to 196 countries. I mean, some I could leave off the list.
This is the one I'd want to do, not like cracking eggs with my toes. This is way better than that.
Yeah, this is a Guinness World Record that sounds like a fun one. Some parts of it from the video I've seen look fun. Other parts of it look a bit kind of hairy and scary. But let's have a chat to Cassie DePeckle on the show with us this morning because she's done this Guinness World Record. Morning, Cassie.
Morning.
Hi, morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Australian radio, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So, Cassie, you've broken the world record for what exactly?
For the fastest person to travel to every sovereign nation and the first documented woman to come along with that. So,
pretty cool. There's a couple in there, 196 countries in, was it 18 months?
Yeah, 18 months and 26 days.
18 months.
So, yeah.
And how long prior to that were you planning? Because that would take a lot. I mean, I try and book a trip to Thailand from here.
takes me weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had actually my goal, my private goal that I didn't tell anyone was to finish in a year and a half. And I was like, you know what? I'll give myself two and a half years because the previous record holder broke it in 3 years and 3 months.
Oh, wow.
I was like, all right, I think I can do it in half the time. And yeah, I'm kind of was right on target, but
you
it was very, very tough to get there, of course.
That is a long time to be wearing the same pairs of six underwear for a while, isn't it?
On rotation.
Yes. Exactly. The same shoes, too. I didn't switch them out.
I did watch your video, and there was a couple of times, because you have to really take on a certain country's religion or whatever it is that they, however they go about it. And there was a couple of times where you got yourself into some...
hairy situations.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's really important to respect their customs, respect their culture. And when I kind of got in weird situations, it was, I don't know. I mean, I think it really came down to luck because I really try to do everything by the T, respect their culture, respect. But, you know, sometimes the visas were an issue, so that was kind of a problem. But, yeah, I think generally speaking, I didn't bump into anything too bad. There could have been worse situations. But, you know, I lived in Peru prior to this expedition and, like, to be, stopped at a red light in the taxi and then they just, like, come bashing into the car with knives and everything. That was a fluke, I think. I mean, I've never had anything like, you know, so I think some of these situations kind of you're in the wrong place, wrong time.
What did you do in that situation?
That sort of
can I ask when they come banging with all the knives and what do you do?
Yeah, I was just like to the driver, I'm like, just go. And of course, there's nowhere to go. And they like kind of, there were four teenage boys and they threw themselves into the front seat, the car, because the windows were kind of like open a little bit, but mine were totally closed. They stole his GPS, they stole his phone. And I'm just like, oh, you have to go. So he finally like went just in time before they actually took any of my stuff. And
that
I was like,
crazy.
Oh man, I feel it was, yeah, you know, you feel terrible and you don't know how or when. Yeah, exactly.
Cassie, I have to ask, out of the 196 countries, this is the hardest question ever, I bet, for you to answer, but
know,
what was your favorite?
Yeah, that's definitely, it's a hard question. You know, I think I have like a favorite kind of on each continent. Okay. I think I've narrowed it down to.
Name a couple. We'll take a couple.
Okay. I loved Vanuatu, which that was the first country that really struck a chord for me. Just the kindness of, they just experienced a really bad cyclone and it kind of devastated their crops and their little homes. But I was invited into their homes as I was roaming the streets, and they taught me how to make kava, and just, it was a great experience. And I spoke to the students there as well. And then I'd say, Mongolia was really very, like, a great experience, and I'm a wilderness person. I love nature. I'm a nature girl, but I really loved Mongolia for that reason. And then most recently, probably Pakistan was really cool. Okay. Just the culture, it's like not what you expect. It was kind of like, wow, I didn't expect it to be this, you know, this beautiful, and the people to be so kind and to feel so safe, you know? So that was a really cool place.
Interesting, you left Australia off the list, Cassie, but...
Did you not visit here?
You know what? I do really like Australia, but I never saw a kangaroo. I didn't stay long enough to see a kangaroo. And I'm like, you know what? I've always wanted to see
Cassie,
a kangaroo, like, in person.
You're going to have to do the whole trip again now.
Start over again.
I have to come all the way back. But you know what? I'm not going to lie. I did have a fun time. I was in Sydney and I spoke to the students there, and it was like a raining day. Like the whole, like, 3 days were raining pretty much. I gotta just say, you know, afterwards, after the presentation is like 1 PM, and then they're like, oh, so let's go to the bar and then we go back to work. I'm like, what? It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sounds,
they're like, oh,
sounds about right
here in Australia.
That's what we do here, Cassie.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, you saw the whole, you saw what
that
you needed
sounds
to see.
Fun to me.
Oh, it's a fascinating story,
exactly.
Cassie. Thanks for giving up your time, and we look forward to seeing whatever comes next from
you. If
you
want to check out Cassie's story, head to her website, cassiedepeckle.com.
Take a look there, Cass. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Bree and Gaunzi. We clear app rap.
Yeah.
Automatic gangster.
Jack the Rapper is back with the weekly rap rap. Good to have you here, mate.
Yo, yo, good morning.
Yo, yo, he's going with.
Look at his little Jufro curl.
Oh, mate.
Got a bit of product in that
hair.
Bit of
zhuzhen going on in the hair.
You smooth criminal.
You don't walk into the accountant firm and go, yo, 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 do you?
Yeah.
That would
I run
not
the place.
Fly.
No.
I run the place.
Yeah.
Hey, so
That's so gangster.
Yeah.
I run the place. Accountant firm.
Now go get me a coffee, Jack.
Sorry, sir.
Hey, so we had Illy on the show this morning.
Yes, I was listening to that when you had Illy on. There was a couple of topics I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
You talked about how he recorded with the female from England, was it?
Yes, Anne-Marie. She used to be in Rudimental, but she's had some big songs last year by herself.
It. And how it all worked? Was that because you guys are my managers and trying to find me some features?
No, we're trying to hook you up.
Because that 90% is... still not paying much.
We were gonna drop your name to Illy. We were gonna do that.
Yeah.
We forgot. So our managing skills is not great.
And then we thought you don't sing, so it'd be an awkward collab. It'd be like
rap.
A rap battle.
Yeah.
That could be.
I don't mind that. You taking on Illy in a rap battle game.
Yeah.
You know, a rap feud. Yeah.
Lawyer versus accountant.
Exactly. Mm. Hey, what's the topics this morning? What have we got? Weekly rap rap
style. Of course,
style.
The Grammys have to be in there.
Huge. Grammys. Love
They're
it.
Massive.
Yes.
Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Big this week.
Day of love.
Yep. The NRL trying to sell the Knights to Ipswich, maybe moving.
They're trying to move the team to Ipswich. I did see that.
And last one was Kim Jong-un's brother assassinated.
Crazy story.
And now they're saying it's his half-brother. There's all kinds of stories floating around.
Let's get into it. What's the beat?
Maroon 5, Don't Want to Know.
Ooh, different. I like it. Weekly rap rap. Here it is. Let's see.
What's the word, bro? Let's start with the love that is the other day. Valentine's shower with affection and array of gestures, gifts, flowers and chocolates was bliss. I hope you won't receive love, but we can't dismiss the single people out there reminded of this, reminiscing of a time. Don't let the feeling slip. Now dip and flip it to the Grammys on trip. Congratulations to our nominator. Let me skip to the highlights with the tributes. All right, George Michael, Prince from Adele and Bruno Mars. Right, mesmerizing performance, truly art. Adele was the winner of the night. Hell of a star, chance to rap on my man. You new artist of the year is spreading love. First independent, give him a cheer. Newcastle, nice fans are living in fear. I moved to Ipswich, maybe a parent. Oh dear, NRL trying to sell them off. They really set him off. Kim Jong-un's brother was poisoned on wall. Assassinated was the term that they use. I really truly hope that it doesn't light the fuse. And that's the show, I gotta go. I'm Jack the Rapper and you already know, no. With the weekly rap, rap, the flow and the woe. You are all stars, thank you for listening. You truly glow, yo.
There he is, Jack the Rapper.
Nice work, Jackie.
Thank you.
Good as always. Good as always.
Got a bit of everything in there today.
Yeah.
Bit of dark, bit of light.
Yes. Can you step up now?
Are you still dirty on us that we didn't drop your name to Illy?
No. No, that's fine. That's fine. I'll work my way up.
I feel the passive aggressiveness coming through your voice.
I have to earn it.
Yeah, we need to hear some songs out of you, not just the weekly rap rap.
Hey,
so
we'll drop your name to Samantha Jade next time we talk to her.
For a date.
Ooh. Oh.
Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thank you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.